Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
This is the iTricks.com Magic Stars podcast for the week ending April 8th, 2009. I am Justin Robert Young. Coming up a little later in the podcast, we will talk presentation and performance with our friend Sean Fields, he of Sick and Saw fame. But first, the news. And the news continues to be about Las Vegas shakeups. The Steve Weirick Theater, which was vacated by the titular performer Steve Weirick in the fall of last year, will officially be reopened this summer as the David Sachs Theater. Of course, David Sachs, who has produced many magic shows in the city of Las Vegas and is currently running the V Theater in the same Miracle Mile Plaza, is going to be the man whose name will be on the marquee when they start booking shows in there starting in June. So far, there is no indication on who might go in there or if a magician will be the lead performer. However, there is certainly no shortage of guys without a home, considering all the shows that have closed over the past 7 to 8 months. Of course, you know where to keep it for the latest, iTricks.com. But wait! We are not done with David Sachs news. Vegas continues to invade the New Jersey shore as V, the Ultimate Variety Show, which is produced by David Sachs, will open in Atlantic City this summer at the Trump Plaza. The show follows Nathan Burton, who's been hitting the East Coast twice a month to play Harrah's. In fact, it was Nathan himself who broke the news on the brand new Dansberry Live show last Wednesday on iTrix. And folks, if you're not watching the Dansberry Live show, he broke the Lance Burton news 2 weeks ago on his debut episode. He broke this news this week. I'm not going to say I'm thrilled about the fact that they're giving this news to Dan and not me. But hey, it's on iTrix, so I guess it's all fair game. Tune into it or watch the replays by searching for Dansberry on iTrix. Anyway, the acts that will play the new East Coast V are Jason Byrne, Michael Hawley, and Ron Lucas. So if you are on the East Coast, at least you'll get a little bit of new magic right all up in your face. You're hitting the Jersey Shore. Come summer, should be a popular destination. And one final follow-up to the Lance Burton story. According to an interview with the Associated Press, Burton has cited, quote-unquote, irreconcilable differences with the MGM in terms of his departure from that venue at the Monte Carlo. Quote, people get married and divorced every day. A lot of times when people get divorced, they'll say irreconcilable differences. That's kind of what we have here. I think we just grew apart and have different philosophies. We were going in different directions. I would like to, and I think everybody at iTrix would echo this sentiment, that we'd like to pass our condolences on to Lance and his family. His mother recently passed away this week, and considering everything that's going on with him professionally, personally, to have such a tragedy hit at the same time cannot be easy. We wish our deepest condolences to all of the Burton family and the friends that I'm sure are surrounding him and giving him support now. Our interview this week is with Sean Fields. He is formerly a consultant for the Mind Freak television show and the creator of Saw and Sick, the effects that are all over YouTube. In fact, if you have performed it or do perform it or have a clip on YouTube, you might want to make sure you listen to the end of this interview for a very special offer and opportunity. But without any further ado, here is Sean Fields joining us from his home in Winnipeg, Canada. Joining me right now is an old friend of the site. You have not only seen his products, including Sick, all over the place, but also he was a consultant on a few of the recent seasons of Mind Freak. We welcome back to the Magic Stars podcast, Sean Fields. Sean, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. What's going on, Justin?
I cannot complain, cannot complain. Now, we were just going back and forth, and there's nothing really... I mean, I'm having you on just because I want to, because I like talking to you. And we were going back and forth about what we could talk about on the podcast. And you mentioned you were you really dug the thimble routine on
yes,
the site,
the
right?
Thimble routine. That was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. Anybody that knows me knows I absolutely hate props. Like I try to avoid using props as often as possible. And thimbles are, they're the worst offender. They're up there with sponge balls and silks. You normally just so cliche and cheesy, but...
Me, is it one of those things where why do you have them?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Like, you know, it seems like a proving method for people who have a working knowledge of magic, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's not magic, it's a trick. It's like, hey, look what I can do with this. Not, hey, look what I can do. It's look what I can do under these very specific conditions and circumstances. And it doesn't look like magic when you're using props. But back to the thimble routine, I don't care. I don't care about props. This guy owned it. He made the props a little bit more organic with the radio and tuning and stuff. But top to bottom, that guy was fat. What was his name again? It's slipping my mind.
You know, well, you want to know what? How about you talk a little bit more about what you liked about the routine, and I will quote unquote remember what his name is magically.
That sounds fair. But top to bottom, I mean, this guy, I loved him. He's got this. It looked like a satin suit, you know, the 3/4 length jacket and the golf cap and the red. Like he just, and then at the end with the cane, he looked like Suge Knight.
Yes. By the way, the person that you so rudely forgot his name is Reginald Simon of Sweden's Got Talent. By the way, for people who don't know what the hell we're talking about, I probably should have set this up before we started the conversation. Reginald Simon is a contestant currently on Sweden's Got Talent, which obviously kind of explains itself on where you can find it and where we got it from. But one of the things that sort of set that iteration of the Got Talent franchise apart from maybe some of the other ones is that it's been very kind to magic, including having Charlie Caper as their winner last year. So, you know, let me ask you this. As somebody who's had to think along the lines of producing magic for television, how do you think this made sure that Mr. Simon made sure his routine played inside those constraints?
Oh, his routine would play anywhere. That's the beauty of it. It's just a thimble routine, but it doesn't matter what it is. It's him that sells, like the outfit. And he halfway through the routine, when the music comes back and he starts dancing, like, he just gets into it, and you can't help but feel his energy, and you can't help but love the guy. That guy could get up there and do the 21 card trick. Yeah. And if he could make it that entertaining, He's got my vote. Like he's fantastic. He's absolutely fantastic. The way he owned it with the little dance and all the oh, he's great. I loved it.
Oh, that is I totally agree. I think everybody, it kind of had a pretty good response here on the site. I'm just strolling through the comments here now, but a lot of it was sort of centered, and the reason why we posted it was because he got a standing ovation. You know, he did a good enough job, and obviously you can chalk whatever you want up to how they juice the crowd for these performances and whether or not they are prompted. But at the end of the day, this guy got a really, really, really great routine for friggin' thimbles.
And it sort of speaks
to what you're
thimbles.
Saying, that it could have been anything.
Yep. He's a good performer. Like he was so comfortable up there that's what made that performance. we can dissect it over and over again and talk about the different things that we liked and didn't like about it, but it was him. He sold it, and you know, you don't see that very often.
How does that come together? You know, when you're putting together a routine like that, you know, what are you looking for through your rehearsals, or if you're kind of field testing a bit, you know, do you just know that it's going to have this kind of reaction, you think, or is that something that, you know, it was a time and place where it hit like this?
I can't speak for Reginald because I would
you
never.
You didn't even
thimbles.
Know his name until I reminded you.
Shut up, Justin. Yeah, I didn't know his name, and I'd never heard of him. I'd never seen him before, but I can't speak for how he structured this routine and got it to the point where it's at. But for me, it all starts in the rehearsals. Like, okay, I know this is gonna play because, you know, people like this or people like that. But I think with him, he just decided to go out there and make a thimble routine as entertaining as possible, you know, by adding the little tiny bits of logic that are missing from most routines. Again, using the knobs from the radios as the thimbles was a really smart touch that made the thimbles at least somewhat relevant.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, Sean, where can people find more information on you? And you got, I know you have a bunch of stuff in the works It's just a matter of, you know, getting it done, right?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff in the works right now. I've been talking to a few different production companies because I really want to step my game up. Everything that we've done up until this point has been produced in-house, and I really want to take the material to the next level. So we're looking for a production company. We've been in discussions with all the big guys, Illusionist, Paper Crane, Theory 11, etc. We haven't committed to any one of them, but there is some new stuff coming out. If people want to learn more, they can always hit my site, seanfields.ca or seanfieldsmagic.com. There's always stuff going on there. Another thing I want to ask all the iTrix listeners is, listen, I know there are hundreds of thousands of you out there right now performing Saw or Sick.
Yes.
I know this because I see it on YouTube. If you type Sean Fields Saw into YouTube, you'll get like 100,000 different videos. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, I want all of those people out there who are performing Saw, performing Sick, I want you to record your best performance. Get your best performance caught on camera and send it to me. Sean@SeanFieldsMagic.com. I want to see your best performance of that stuff. The absolute best videos are going to be chosen to be featured on the site, as well as to be featured on a future product, or a project rather, and you're going to get some pretty kick-ass free gear. So if you perform this stuff, get it caught on camera and send it to me, please.
I'll tell you what, folks, it can't get more direct than that. Sean Fields, thank you very, very much for joining us in the Magic Stars podcast.
Hey, I do what I can, man. Thanks for having me.
That's a big thank you to Sean Fields for helping us out with the interview. This week, the David Copperfield tour schedule is again a very, 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 very easy one to memorize. If you can remember the MGM Grand Hollywood Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada, then you can also remember that 7:30 and 10 o'clock are the show times every single day until the next time we do one of these podcasts. But until that time, my name is Justin Robert Young, and I'd like to remind you that not only do we have the Magic Week in Review, not only do we have this podcast, not only do we have the brand new Dan Sperry Show, but I can announce right now that the iTrix Clinic is on its way back. It's coming in May. We have a brand new host. Look for more information on that as it becomes available, as well as another new live series that will feature a chance for you to have a one-on-one, well, not one being the internet, to one being our guest, Q&A with a lot of speakers for a very, very exciting conference that's coming up. But stay tuned to all of that. To be notified on it, it is iTrix on Twitter. My name is Justin Robert Young. I'm Justin R. Young on Twitter, and I'm telling you to bang a gong.
iTrix.com.